Hi, it's Phil Henry, and here is episode 158 of the Classic Podcast. And in this episode, you're going to be introduced to a character that perhaps you haven't heard before. We did him a lot early on in the show, and there was a reason for that. His name is Bob Bakian. We use Bob now as a sort of news reporter, a helicopter guy, a guy that can't talk unless he has that eyewitness news theme behind him, even when he's making love to his wife, but that's a different story for a different day. This version of Bob Bakian, a sort of all-around businessman, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, was inspired by a former congressman from Southern California named Bob Dornan, who also was on TV. I knew Bob Dornan as an individual, you know, as a personality, because I used to watch the guy on television when I was in high school. He had a show on Channel 9 in Los Angeles. Then he became a congressman. And he had that kind of way of talking, and there's a little kid down there on the land and the this and the that. He had a sort of a cadence that I tried to approximate with the Bob Bakian character. In this episode with Bob Bakian, he is talking about the Kobe Bryant arrest for allegedly raping a woman in Colorado. You may recall this back around 2003. Well, in any event, he's upset that Kobe Bryant has been arrested because that renders the Lakers season probably a loser, and he's losing money on his season tickets. So it's a typical, very, very typical narcissistic Phil Henry bit involving one of his very fine narcissistic characters. Notice I'm not being narcissistic. I'm referring to myself in the third person. Here is episode 158 with Bob Bakian and the Laker seats.
First, I want to bring on Bob Bakian, who's a longtime friend. He's a public relations guy who works for a variety of companies. We're looking at this Kobe Bryant situation, Bob.
Right. And by the way, Phil, could I extend my congratulations as well? I've got a son serving with the airborne out of Fort Bragg.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, and I think they're doing a great job.
We're looking at the Kobe Bryant situation from the standpoint of the so-called victim or assumed victim or alleged victim, and Kobe, the wronged person here, though, is the wife. It's Vanessa, isn't it?
Phil, I want to start out by saying one of the things that I look for answers, not arguments, and I don't want to get into an argument with anybody. I am a Los Angeles Lakers season ticket holder. I do a lot of business. I feel like that I'm part of the Lakers family. I tell you something, Phil, when you say 12 magic words to a business associate, would you like to sit in my box for a Laker game? Those 12 words sometimes will close a deal. And if you have a box for any other basketball team, it doesn't seem like such a big deal, whether it's the Trailblazers or the Hawks or the Spurs. But get a box, get a luxury suite for the L.A. Lakers, and you are sitting with Jack Nicholson, and nothing compares to it.
But what about...
Wait, the thing I want to say about Vanessa is this. She's the X Factor. Vanessa Bryant, the wife of Kobe Bryant, is a time bomb. And here's what I mean by that. She had to go out into a press conference and look at this guy, her husband, and I think the world of Kobe and Vanessa. You can tell she was angry. And I want to say directly to Vanessa, Vanessa, I speak on behalf of a lot of people who invest a lot of money in the luxury boxes and the Laker organization, and I understand you're upset. But you must understand something, and any woman in your position should understand this. We have a long and a very important season ahead of us. If you do anything rash, Mrs. Bryant, if you ask him to leave or you mess up his head before the season, we have just blown another shot at a championship. And I would say to Vanessa Bryant, I know what he did was wrong.
But isn't that putting his season ahead of her feelings?
No, I know what he did was wrong. I'm not excusing it. And I know she's hurting, Phil. But there are some 200 luxury suite owners whose businesses rely on the guests that they have in those boxes. And if you start, if Vanessa Bryant starts nagging Kobe Bryant about this affair and about this broad, but this star chaser or this woman, and the Lakers lose because of her direct nagging of her husband because of a mistake he made, and the Lakers don't go in the playoffs, myself, along with 200 to 300 other luxury box owners, we won't be able to give away those seats. We will be sitting there by ourselves. And I can tell you, Phil, that's a lot of business out the window. So what I would say...
So how does Vanessa Bryant address this?
What I say to Vanessa, she's a beautiful young lady. She's a smart young lady. Vanessa, whatever you do, if I were you, I would take a step back, take a deep breath. Don't do anything to blow it. We've got a big season coming up. We have,
what should she do then? How does she find, you know, how does she get justice?
I would say the joy of watching her husband win another championship is great, is going to make her feel great. The joy of giving him another baby, I think, will make them both feel better. I don't know why he cheated on her. She's a beautiful young lady. There's a white attract, a lot of these, and I've been around a lot of these young African-American athletes, and they're terrific young guys, and I would give the shirt off my back for a lot of them, but they've got, and I say this, Phil, there's nothing wrong with it, but I think a lot of them have got an unhealthy taste for some of this white, you know, for the, what we call the white meat. They got a taste for some of the white stuff, and that, if, in my opinion, Phil, is the one thing that I think is going to hurt these great young African-American men. But I would say to Vanessa, please don't do anything rash.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So Vanessa Bryant addresses her hurt by giving him another child.
Like, you give him another child. You know, let the family grow. Help him to another championship. And I'll tell you, a lot of that will wash away a lot of wounds.
All right, Vanessa Bryant, we're talking with Bob Bakey, and he is press relations. And he's talking to us about what Vanessa Bryant does with a husband who has cheated on her. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You said something that I'm troubled by. A lot of these young black athletes have a taste for the white meat.
I said, no, Phil, you misunderstood me. I said,
well, that's not what you said?
No, but I'm quoting what they say. I would never say that. But that's what a lot of the young guys, they're young men. They're young men, and they speak like young men. And they do, they're excited by young white women, but they're excited by women. And when you're 24 years of age, and you've got this stuff being thrown in your face, and I mean, it is literally, you know.
I'd ask you to please understand that we have an audience of a lot of people. Some of them are kids.
I apologize, Phil.
Now, I have a question for you. You know Phil Jackson.
I do know Phil Jackson very well, yes.
Did you say that Vanessa Bryant could wind up killing Phil Jackson?
No. Here's what I said. Please understand. I would say to Vanessa...
Didn't you say that in a press release?
No, I didn't. What I said was this. Vanessa, I have a very good friend. His name is Phil Jackson. Now, Phil had a heart attack last season. And I would say to Vanessa this... So in other words, Vanessa, what do you want? You want to kill Phil Jackson? Is that what you want to do? You want to murder him? Because if you hassle and you harass Kobe Bryant, a decent kid, yes, a flawed man, yes, but you know a decent man, to the point where he can't play his game well and we don't make the playoffs, then you might as well go to the hospital where Jackson is and rip the shunt right out of his artery. Because... I tell you, Phil, if Kobe can't play this season because of legal... Forgive me.
All right. I know this is emotional for you, and... And nobody is going to... Phil Jackson isn't going to die. But you're saying something that... You're saying Vanessa Bryant could kill Phil Jackson.
I just... We're coming together as a team. We're coming together for another championship run. I know a lot of these guys. They're good guys. I think when you're a young African-American athlete and you got this white stuff being pushed up your nose...
You're not talking about cocaine.
No, I'm talking...
Well, then say white women, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry. I mean white women. I think it's difficult for a young African-American man. Yes, I do.
All right, Bob Bakey and our guest, our number 1-800-449-8686. The last thing that should happen right now is for Vanessa Bryant to hassle Kobe or to nag him about this affair because they're coming up on a very important season trying to recapture the championship.
That is correct.
And in addition to that, the way she gets justice is to give him another baby or to just... help him to another championship, and she'll feel...
I think it'll make her feel so much better about Kobe. I think it'll help her accept being the wife of a superstar. I don't think she's handling it very well. I think she's... I just think she needs to begin to accept that what her position is. And her position is going to be anywhere from his main... black kids like to say, his main lady. Or, you know, or she's... one of a couple
Are you saying that Vanessa Bryant needs to accept being a woman who has to share her man?
Okay, please understand.
Because that's what I heard you say.
All right, what I'm trying to do is keep Phil Jackson alive. Now, if you want to see him face down in a parking lot, that's your business. That's not what I want.
All right, that to me is pretty heavy, man. I mean,
No, I'm just trying to keep Phil Jackson alive. You hassle Kobe Bryant, and brother, you are not going to win a championship. You'll kill Phil Jackson. He's got a bad heart.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on with Bob Bakian.
Yeah, I'm listening to the speaker now, and you tell Mrs. Is Kobe Bryant's wife supposed to take pity on the fans of the L.A. Lakers, knowing that a husband's going around the country, sleeping with women and breaking the vows that he made to her? Is she supposed to be concerned about a guy trying to sell his product to his customers that they might not sit in his box seats over at the L.A. Forum or Staples Center over there? Is that she's supposed to take consolation
No, Jerry, no, Jerry, I can understand. No, I believe that Vanessa has a right to be angry. I'm just asking her not to act rash and to take into consideration that, yes, there are 250 luxury box owners, and I do a lot of business up there. If she messes up that kid's head and we don't have a season, my business goes right into the toilet.
Well, you
and
know
Phil
what?
Jackson
what
goes, it, and Phil Jackson goes back to the hospital with another heart attack.
Shouldn't he consider that? Shouldn't he consider that before he sleeps around?
I think you got a young kid. He saw this white girl. You know what they do.
What do they mean?
I'm
why?
Saying
because
an athlete
if they
on the
make
road,
$40 million a year gives them a right to sleep around?
No. No, it doesn't.
Well, why? So he's concerned? I mean, if you didn't have business losses staring you in the face, would you have the same views?
Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I mean, if I had blue eyes, would I have green eyes? I don't know what you're saying to me, Jerry. What I'm trying to say
is... Because what your views are strictly monetary-based.
No,
how
sir.
Much money are you going to lose? Whether he does wrong or right, it really makes no difference. It's how
in other words, to you,
in your box.
In other words, to you, it's okay if I'm not selling pencils. Is that okay with you? It's not okay with me. These luxury boxes
what's the
are $275,000 a year.
Question.
Kobe doesn't play that thing. Is worth. If Kobe doesn't play well this year, my luxury box, I can't give it away for love or money. I'd be selling blood.
Well, you know what?
I'll be selling blood.
Why should I buy
right.
Enron stock? Why? Don't tell on the accounting principles being broken or the fraud going on. As long as Enron
we're not
selling at $40-$50 a share,
that guy
makes everything right.
The guy slept with some white girl. Big deal. You're talking about Enron? Oh, come on.
Why do you keep saying slept with some white girl?
Isn't it strictly monetary basis?
Let
it go public and let the stock prices go higher, and I'll make more money. Let's overlook what's the fewer accounting
last
errors.
Last year, I had some of the biggest oil and gas guys in that box.
Right.
This year, no Kobe Bryant. I'm going to be sitting there eating pretzels.
Well, don't invest in L.A. box seats next time.
Good idea. Jerry, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Interesting conversation we're having here with Bob Bakian, who is a box. He owns a luxury box at the Staples Center, and he says that if Kobe doesn't play, then his business goes into the toilet because he doesn't have a lot of big deals that he's doing up in that box. He has also recommended to Vanessa Bryant, ease off, don't nag him. The last thing we need is him getting hassled before the big season gets underway. And then if she continues to hassle Kobe Bryant over this affair, Vanessa Bryant could very well drive Phil Jackson to have another heart attack, and then his death will be on her hands. I think some of that stuff is just, and I put Bob on hold because I don't want to argue with him. Some of it's way over the top. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, The Whore.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 800-516-8686.
Robert Bakian is with me here on the Phil Hendry Show. He's a press relations guy who has a luxury box at the Staples Center. And the current Kobe Bryant controversy, did he rape a woman in Colorado? Did he not? We certainly do know that he did cheat on his wife. That is correct, right, Robert?
That's absolutely correct, Phil. I think that's the one thing that we cannot ignore. And all I am saying is, look, I am retiring next year. And all that Vanessa Bryant has to do, and again, we're talking about Vanessa, the real wrong woman in this, I'd like her to consider if she just keeps smiling for this season. She can do whatever she wants after this season, but we need a fourth championship. I would like to see that fourth championship. I will say this. I would say this to Vanessa. I've got tax problems. I owe $2.5 million in back taxes.
So that's another thing.
So that, yes, sir, that is another thing. I need to get my business on its feet. But again, the most important thing to me is Phil Jackson's health. If Kobe doesn't play, we don't make the playoffs. Phil Jackson is, I believe Vanessa Bryant will be guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Well, that's
I really honestly think that's the case, Phil.
Well, that'll be hard to prove. Come on, involuntary.
I think that she knows if she hassles Kobe and she drives him into the arms of another woman, and then he doesn't play well, Phil Jackson one night loosens his tie, asks somebody, is it hot in here? And the next thing you know, a dead man, and we're talking 6'7" of dead, on the floor at the Staples Center.
I think that's a very ugly picture that you paint there, and I hope to God it never, ever happens.
I do, too.
Well, the way you're making it sound... 1-800-449-8686. Lorraine, go ahead.
Yes. My dear sir, I am appalled at the preposterous position you're taking, your very selfish, egocentric point of view. Vanessa is a woman. You talk about the heart of Phil Jackson. Her heart has been broken.
I understand that.
My point. I've listened to you
the
whole time.
Go right ahead.
She's just had a baby, and you're saying solution is for her to have a baby, give her body up again, just so she can make Kobe happy. Kobe has broken her heart. She has acted like a complete lady. She has stood by him. She's been holding his hand. She has been his partner.
Yes, I don't disagree with that.
And why you would put the responsibility of her position.
Because you know, Lauren.
I haven't finished my point because you spoke about Phil Jackson.
She'll kill Phil Jackson. No.
She'll
murder him.
No. That's criminal for what you.
Well, you know she can't express that.
Phil Jackson, you talk about another championship. Phil Jackson, it's not his first champion that he's chasing. He has had a number of championships, not only with this team, but also when he was with Boston, was it?
Milwaukee Bucks.
Phil Jackson, everybody's responsible for their own health and their lifestyle and their dietary habits and what they do with their body.
Oh, no, you can't
she is not responsible
Phil.
For
Phil
him being
this.
In the hospital.
He needs this. He needs this before he goes out. We don't know how much longer he's got.
He's a man who has achieved. He's achieved everything.
Vanessa is not responsible for his pain.
I don't blame Vanessa. I am saying she holds the key, though, if she just won't nag him. Look. What if she comes
she
down?
She is
look,
supporting
look,
look. Him. She is giving him love and
what
affection.
What if she comes down with some STD as the result of this? She will be tempted to be angry at him. I'm saying, hold off.
Wait a second.
And
if you're
throwing...
telling me the guy comes, she comes down with an STD as the result of this liaison with this woman?
Yes. I'm just asking her to be quiet. Don't be a pain in the, you know, in the ass. Excuse
She's
my language.
Not being a pain. She's being a perfect lady.
Well, she is
and when
being
you
lady.
Talk about these women throwing themselves at the ball players,
lady.
And you stop short
She's
of calling them,
the shunt
you
right
say
out
this
of Phil
white
Jackson's
stuff.
Arm.
This is white trash that's being thrown at these ball players who hang around the locker room.
Well, that's what the black guys like, though.
And it doesn't matter what they like. The women who would dare to put themselves and throw themselves
right.
at that's trash in my vocabulary.
Well, I think you're being a little judgmental. This is a sweet young girl.
Wait a minute. A minute ago she was white stuff, and now she's a sweet young girl.
Look, Phil Jackson's sleeping with Jeannie Buss, the daughter of the owner of the Lakers. If he dies in Jeannie Buss's bed, guess what? Vanessa has that on her conscience.
What?
Vanessa
what
has a
talking?
Clean conscience.
Right.
She's
Lauren.
Been a wife and a mother. And she's standing by her man. There's no
right.
more that she should be asked of.
She needs to get over it.
Please.
Get over it. Have another baby.
All right, you get over it. You have a baby with whomever you're with, okay?
Well, I can't have a baby. You can.
I said with whomever
you are with.
She's
holding Phil Jackson's throbbing heart in her hand.
She does
His
not.
His bloodied heart.
Where does your logic come from?
Ma'am, if it...
Yeah, you're putting... Listen, thank you very much, Lauren.
What?
1-800-449-8686. Vanessa Bryant, she's the one who holds the key. She better get over Kobe's indiscretion. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're with Robert Bakian. He is a public relations representative. You've been talking about Vanessa Bryant holding the key to all of this because you have luxury boxes. And
Phil, I've got one luxury box that I do a lot of business in. And as I said at the top of the program,
Let me finish my thought. Because it sounds like it's about money.
It's not about money.
Well,
But I want to say this. There are 12 magic words that you can say to close a deal anytime, in any city, anywhere in the world. Do you know what those words are?
It's about your Laker box?
It's, would you like to sit in my box for a Laker game? And I did that in, of all cities, Nanjing, China. I was talking with a representative. Chinese are tremendous basketball fans, so the Lakers did a basketball tour there. And my son was with me, and he made the big joke about, I won't go Laker game, the way they say it. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Vanessa Bryant comes along, and she wants to mess that up. Because she... Okay, so Kobe got a taste for some of that white action. He slept with a girl, whatever. Now what we have going on is she's playing hacky sack with the heart of Phil Jackson. She is...
What do you mean, playing hacky sack? She... the man has a heart disease.
Yes, he has a heart ailment, and it's only going to get worse if she gets Kobe's brain messed up.
Let me go to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, man. You can't think about the girl who was raped and think about Kobe. I mean,
oh, she was raped? Oh, you know she was raped?
I don't know if she was raped. She says she was.
Well, she may be lying. She may be lying.
How do you know she's lying? Nobody knows what's going on.
What about Vanessa Bryant, though? You're right. She could be telling the truth. She could be lying. Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black.
All right, then you know what I mean about white women.
No, I don't.
Let's stop that, will you, please?
Tell me what the difference is. There's no difference between white and black women. Anyway, that would offend me if I sit and listen to that all day.
What?
I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What?
No black man wants a white woman more than a black woman. Women are women. It's just your preference. Just like you like men. That's your thing. Nobody's got you for that.
I happen to like all the different colors of women. But my
idea...
You
do like men. That's cool. That's your thing, though.
I like men. I don't like men. I never said that I like men. See, now
you've been saying that all the time. If a guy telling you brought him over, you want to have a little hanky-pink in your box? That's cool. Maybe the Lakers will win.
Something? Robert, if you come over and get into my box, then I'll get into your box.
Come in.
All right,
women.
Okay.
Come down and see me. I'll get you some women.
Yeah, you'll get me some women. You know, Robert, here's what I'm talking about. Vanessa Bryant, if you could get people women, maybe you should have gotten Kobe Bryant laid.
Okay. Here is Angie on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Angie.
I just think that Vanessa has the right to grieve. She didn't make the mistake of sleeping with this woman that Kobe did. He made the mistake. All of the consequences fall on that boy's shoulders. She has the right to...
Boy? Leave. What do you mean, boy?
He's a boy.
Just like they say, hey, boy, get me another drink?
You know, whether I say boy or man, I think you should focus on the issue. And that's
that's offensive to say boy to a black guy.
Do you know what? It's offensive for him to sleep with another woman after they've had marriage vows. So why don't you focus on the issue?
Why can't she give during the 2005 season? Why does she have to play hacky sack with Phil Jackson's heart in the 2004 season?
She has not playing hacky sack with anybody. It's Kobe. Kobe should have thought before he made the decision to sleep with another woman about the consequences that would happen and how it would affect
right.
her persona.
That's right. And again, Mr. Bacon, Kobe Bryant is the instigator of this entire situation. Whether he raped a woman or just slept with her, this entire embarrassment is on his shoulders. And the fact is that, you know, to say that his head needs to be in it for the season, there's a lot of people that, you know, I mean, you're a Lakers season ticket holder. I'm not.
Okay, that's the difference. I've got hundreds of thousands of dollars tied up in that box. Hot, and you know what I got to do? I got to buy beer, hot dogs. I got to buy it all from the Staples Center, and they put a gun to your ribs and make you buy their pretzels and make you buy their beer. And then Kobe Bryant gets thrown into jail for 6 years. The Lakers got no team, and the Staples Center becomes one of the loneliest places in the world. They'll get $500 a game. And you might as I might as well be in prison.
Put the money into hot dogs. Put the money into some psychology work for these professional athletes. Number one, they shouldn't even be getting married when they're 24 years old, professional athlete in the limelight like that. They need to focus on their game. There's whether they're black or white, they're all sleeping around people. Not all of them, but some of them do.
The statement...
You know, I want to interrupt. The statement you gave to the LA Times is outrageous.
What?
You said that if Kobe Bryant goes to prison, that the Lakers will be guilty of rape. Why... Why did you say that?
Oh, you think that's funny?
Yeah, why did you say that?
Because the financial raping that I'm going to take...
Get over yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Ann. 1-800-449-8686. Carson, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Carson?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you think you're going to lose money on the Lakers, that's ridiculous, because they still have the best player in the NBA, which is Shaquille O'Neal, and they just signed Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Karl Malone's an old lady.
Okay, Gary Payton, all you need to do is get the ball to Shaq. They're going to win.
You can't go inside every single game. The great outside shooting of Kobe is what we need.
They don't have anyone to stop Shaq. No one does.
Well, I can tell you...
You're not going to lose any money.
See, now we're talking basketball. I like this. Okay, what about the low post?
Wait a second, aren't we? I thought you were going to come on and talk about Vanessa Bryant.
Look, I may as well bend over at a prison rodeo. That's what's going to happen if Vanessa Bryant doesn't hold on. Because if Kobe doesn't play, the Lakers will have tacitly allowed the financial community to rape me.
No, they will not.
I'd like to know what the caller
thinks
about
that. They will not stop coming to the games.
You don't
LA, is a, LA is a proud town, and they will not stop coming to the basketball game just because Kobe Bryant isn't playing.
Are you calling from LA?
What? No, I'm not.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
Well, but how do you know? Look at Kansas City.
No, because they're there at every game, packed house, all the time.
Okay, let me ask you something. The Kansas City Omaha Kings, that was a ball club.
Who?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see anybody having... They weren't raping their luxury box owners.
That the Kansas City Omaha Kings was before they even had luxury boxes. They moved to Sacramento and became the Sacramento Kings.
Right.
You're kidding.
What do you mean I'm kidding?
What does that have anything to do?
No, I want to know what happened to the Kansas City Kings.
They moved to Sacramento.
Okay.
Jesus. Look, Carson, here's the story. If Vanessa Bryant will allow it, I would like her to give Kobe at least 2 years to sleep with everything that walks. All right?
And that, what's that going to prove?
That will allow him to get it out of his system. She can go shopping, do whatever she wants. Otherwise, the financial raping that I'm going to take, I might as well walk...
It will not affect you at all.
You're telling me they'll still come out with Kobe not there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gary Payton, Karl Malone, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant... He's the greatest thing to happen to pro basketball since Michael Jordan. Get out of here with Gary Payton. You got to be kidding me with that.
All they need.
I'm going to be walking around with a bucket of lard. Go ahead, just grease me up.
All they got to do is get the ball to Shaq. That's all Gary Payton is for. That's why they brought Gary in.
So now you want Kobe to sleep with Shaq.
They will still win games.
Right,
they will still
exactly.
go to the playoffs.
So I don't think you got to walk around with that bucket of lard, okay, Bob?
I think both of you guys, if you don't tell me basketball, I have a luxury box.
Yeah, good for you, man. Thanks a lot, Carson.
No problem.
1-800-449-8686. That was Bob Bakian, who is a PR guy who's got a luxury box at the Staples Center, who says that if Kobe doesn't play at 100% this year because his wife is nagging him over this affair he had with this girl in this hotel, that he will not get the business he needs in his luxury box, and he might as well walk around with a bucket of lard to grease up for the financial raping he's going to take. Good guy. It does get back to just self-service, doesn't it? Self-interest. 1-800-449. Oh, there's Ann Coulter looking really angry. I think maybe she's some people have actually beaten her in a debate lately. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003.